Hope Show. And now, here is Bob Hope.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know, a fellow named Chris Columbus started the world's biggest subdivision. Yes, sir? I stopped for all where I think there's a joke. Yes, sir, if Columbus hadn't decided to go somewhere, we'd be nowhere. But Columbus deserves a lot of credit for what he did. Imagine finding yourself in a strange world. You don't know what you're looking for, where you're headed for, and what you'll find when you get there. And all around you lurk strange creatures. Sort of like Saturday afternoon at the May Company. And very few people believed in Columbus's theory that the world was round. He used to go around showing people an egg. Of course, at that time, nobody thought it important for an egg to be around. Nobody except the chicken who laid it. And he got the money from Queen Isabella. This babe was loaded. She used to have her olive stuffed with diamonds so she could hear a guest at dinner say, "Dig goes crazy pit." But Isabella pawned her jewels to give Columbus the money for his ships, but she told her husband the jewels were stolen. This wasn't the first time she gave Ferdinand the bull, so Columbus failed. So Columbus sailed for America under the Spanish flag. Of course, if he had a sail, he would have made better time, but it was a rough trip. Giant tidal waves rocked the ships, and finally the men went on strike. They wanted more money and shorter waves. Say, did you read in the papers about the new ruling the Navy came out with? From now on, waves who have served ashore for 2 years or longer will be assigned a duty at sea aboard military transport. Waves, how about that? This job is voluntary, but a wave has to be over 21 to be eligible. I don't think they'll get many. Imagine trying to get a woman who's over 21 to admit it. We have a powerful Navy, but it's not that powerful. But you've got to hand it to the Navy for organizing the waves in the first place. It wasn't easy to get thousands of women to all wear the same hat. I want to tell you that. But having waves aboard ships may bring some interesting changes. Don't be surprised if the Navy comes out with a new rank, smoocher, first class. Of course, the Navy is very careful in selecting waves for duty on battleships. They had a frightening experience once. A wave on a battleship saw a sign that said powder room and went in and lit a cigarette. Come in, Maggie, and do a little number for these nice people. Margaret Whiting, ladies and gentlemen, right now.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, among Bob's other talents, he has the knack of taking the one little step that will lead him into the biggest mess of trouble. Now, take yesterday afternoon, for instance. Bob and I were strolling along a street in the poorer section of Los Angeles.
Say, isn't this an interesting section of the city, Bill?
Hock shops, shooting galleries, tattoo parlors. Gee, Bob, isn't this Skid Row where the bums hang out?
Yeah, but don't get nervous. We still got a sponsor.
Let's get out of here. Come on, Rob, let's get out. It's so noisy and crowded.
Oh, let's just walk one more block.
I rate the biggest burlesque show on the main stem, folks. 30 beautiful burlesque cuties.
What do you say, Bob? We got some time to kill. Want to go in?
Definitely not. I wouldn't think of it.
She shimmies, she shakes, she quivers, she quakes.
Hiya, Bob.
Hello, Joe. Bill, let's walk a little further. Gee, it's great to be back in the old neighborhood.
Hey, watch out down there. Here it comes.
Hey, what's going on?
Sorry, it's the first time this week I missed the ash can.
See what a swell neighborhood this is, Bill? Even the garbage goes airmail.
Some neighborhood. Look at the characters. Let's get out of here before we get slugged.
Oh, you got it all wrong, Bill. These people may not wear fancy clothes, but they got hearts of gold. They're all fine, honest citizens.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't mean to bump into you, boy.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, wait a minute. That's my wallet you got in your hand.
Why, so it is.
Hey, you've got awful loose pockets, boy.
Don't try to talk your way out of this. You're a pickpocket, and I'm going to call a policeman.
Officer!
Oh, don't do that, boy.
What?
I surrender to temptation because I need the money desperately. I'm suffering from a terrible affliction.
Really?
Yes, it's a creeping dehydration of the membranous tissue of the larynx and a deterioration of the whole interior vascular system.
What's all that mean?
Boy, I'm awful thirsty.
Don't waste time on him, Bob. He's an old face.
He sure is.
Officer!
Oh, please, don't turn me in.
Well, just think what it would do to my career, boy. I'm an upright citizen, a pillar of society, a voter, a taxpayer, and a respected member of the community. Besides, those cold jail cells are just miserable.
You're a slippery old character.
Well, life's been rough on me, boy.
Yeah, why don't you go to work?
Why don't I what?
Work.
Oh, you said the secret word, boy.
You know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself acting this way.
I am ashamed, boy, especially when I think of my dear old gray-haired mother. I can see the dear old lady now back on our farm, standing on the bank of the Rio Grande River.
On the bank of the Rio Grande?
Yeah, she sells towels to wetbacks. But she's loaded.
Now, wait a minute.
It's the truth, boy. Mom's a big wheel down in Mexico. She's known as the Florence Chadwick of Chihuahua. Well, so long, boy.
Not so fast. I'm going to have you arrested before you steal someone else's wallet.
Oh, you misjudge me, boy. I'm putting up an awful struggle to stay honest.
You are?
Boy, I'm so poor. I just went down to the mission this morning, picking out myself an overcoat. They didn't have a long one, so I took,
a short one?
Don't mind if I do. There's a bar right across the street.
You know, you shouldn't try to live by your wits.
Well, that's been my downfall, boy. I just ain't sharp enough to fool the suckers. Why, I'm so poor, my dear old aunt just passed away and left me a brand new palace on wheels. I'm going to have to sell it for practically nothing.
A brand new car?
That's right. I knew I picked the right bait.
I might be interested. What model is it?
Well, I don't know yet. The boys haven't... Oops. What model do you want?
Well, I like a sedan if it's a really good car.
Oh, I'll be glad to give you a demonstration, boy, as soon as it's dark.
As soon as it's dark?
Yeah, after dark's the best time. This strong California sun ruins the paint. Well, what do you say, Sonny?
Sonny.
All the things I have to say to make a living.
Well, the car sounds pretty good. Does it have a hydromatic?
Oh, the finest. Got five speeds forward.
Five speeds?
Yep. First, second, high, overdrive, and jiggers the cops.
Rob, watch it. This whole thing sounds phony to me.
Oh, you're too suspicious, Bill. I'm not going to pass this thing up. It's too good a deal to miss.
That's what I like about this boy. He's all pigeon. Well, what do you say, son? Are you interested?
Well, I'll think it over and let you know. If I come back later, where can I find you?
Well, I spend most of my time at the social club on the corner. Hannigan's Hideaway.
Okay, I'll look for you.
Well, if you don't see me, feel around. The sawdust's pretty deep in there. So long.
And here's Miss Margaret Whiting doing Alone Together.
The crowd above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together.
Drives beautifully.
Oh, it's just what you want, boy. A palace on wheels.
Yeah, it's a beauty, all right, but there's one thing I can't understand. It's got Hong Kong license plates.
Yeah. Let's see the Los Angeles police track this one down.
Pardon?
I say it's the finest car in town.
Yeah. Well, I'm satisfied. Here's the money we agreed on, $600.
Fine, boy. You can let me out of this corner.
Well, I got rid of him. Now, let's see. Where will I go in my beautiful new car? I know. I'll drive to the motor vehicle department and make the police change these Hong Kong license plates for some California ones. Boy, now that I've got this baby, I bet I won't be home much during the next couple of years.
Oh, gee, Bob, it's such a lovely car for such a low price. Just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it made sense to me, Maggie. It was a great bargain. You know I wouldn't go for anything phony. I'm always saying, live by the golden rule. Be straight and decent at all times. Have integrity. Be upright in word, thought, and deed. Honesty is the best policy.
Pardon me, Bud.
Yes?
Visiting hour is up. I'll have to take you back to your cell.
Just a minute, officer. Well, you heard all the facts, Maggie. What do you think? Can they keep me in here?
Gee, I don't know, Bob, but just in case, I brought over your phonograph.
Oh, thanks.
And some long-playing records.
Hope they're not Crosby's. I've suffered enough. Well, don't worry about me, Maggie. My lawyer will have me out of here in an hour.
Oh, of course he will, Bob. After all, this is the first car you ever stole.
I tell you, I didn't steal it, Maggie. I'm innocent.
Well, surely you must have known that man was a crook, Bob.
I swear to you I didn't. His face was as honest as mine.
Well, there you are. How much of a hint do you need?
Careful, or I'll hide your pitch pipe and you'll be the songbird of the unemployment office.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I know how you feel. It must be awful to be accused of stealing.
It sure is. I'll never be sore at Milton Berle again.
Okay, buddy, let's go.
So long, Maggie, and don't phone unless it's important. The warden hates to keep running all over the building looking for me.
All right, right here, buddy. We're putting you in a different cell.
In a different cell? Gee, it's dark in here.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yeah. You with the stars in your eyes.
Come here.
Everywhere you go, song pluggers. What do you want?
Just want to look you over, see what kind of a roommate I got. Hey. Ooh, you're kind of rugged. You a safe cracker?
No, I'm not.
With that mean, cruel face. maybe a heist man?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Come here, let me feel your muscle.
Here.
Well, what'd they get you for, Rollo? You've been roller skating on the grass again?
Now, you don't understand. I'm in here by mistake.
Well, we are all in here by mistake. What mistake did you make?
Well, the police say I stole a car.
No. What made them ever think of a thing like that about you, Rollo?
Well, the registration number showed it was a car they were looking for, and the engine number showed it was a stolen car. When the cops found it, I was sitting in it with my fingerprints all over the steering wheel.
They arrested you just for that?
Well, I could have explained all those things, but then they saw the Hong Kong license plates, and they just wouldn't believe I was a rich nephew of Charlie Chan.
Well, like I always say, them cops is just unimaginative peasants.
What have they got you in here for?
It is alleged that I cracked the safe at the Third National Bank.
Well, did you?
Heavens, no. Well, I just happened to wander into the bank. There was a power drill and some dynamite lying around there, and... Well, I guess I was just swept away by the do-it-yourself craze.
Well, it's lucky you didn't wander into Fort Knox. We'd all be working for Howard Hughes.
You know, punk, I like you.
You do, huh?
Yeah. Shake. Put it there.
Okay. Now where'll I put it? Or shall I just let it dangle?
Did I hurt you?
No, not at all. I like having one hand and one bookmark.
Hey, you look like a guy I can trust. I am going to let you in on a secret.
A secret?
Yeah. First, I want you to peek out through the bars.
Okay.
You see a shamus anywhere?
No, all I see is a policeman out there.
Here's your setup, Rollo. I am busting out of here, and I am taking you with me.
Well, yeah, but I'm only in here for an hour or so till my lawyer comes.
Yeah, and I take this ride.
Well, what for?
If anybody gets in your way, blast them. We're blowing the main gate at exactly 12:30. There's a guy with guns in the tool room and another guy outside with clothes. So let's get moving.
Oh, but you don't understand. I'm not a criminal. I can't break out of here with you.
Well, you gotta go now. You know too much.
Did you ever have a day when everything goes wrong?
Yeah, close to the door when a train team walks by, grim through the bars, and don't let go until he stops moving.
Oh, no, I can't do that. That would make me a murderer. And even if we did escape, they'd track me down. They'd close in on me, and I'd be back here behind the gray walls. Then the trial and death row, and then I'd be walking through that little green door. Then the chair, and the warden fastening those straps around my arms and legs, and then they'd pull the switch, and... Oh, it's too horrible to think about.
Hey, Buster, what do you do for a living?
I'm an actor.
I'll never make it.
Thank you. You talk like my agent. That's all right.
Come on, let's slam out of here.
Not me. I'm not going.
Look, Brown Eyes, you see this Roscoe in my hand? I say that you are going.
I say I'm not.
I say you are.
I say I'm not when I say I'm not. Laughing over the walls of slow poles.
Well, it's better. Hey, Twinkie.
Yeah.
Come here. I want to talk to you.
What do you want?
There, I got his keys.
Don't pad your part.
Just let him lay there. Quick, come on, down here. I know all these corridors and hallways.
Okay.
Now, down this way. Now this way. Now down here.
Whoops.
What's the matter?
I stumbled over the turnkey.
Off, you men. You're surrounded, and we have machine guns.
Well, come and get us, copper.
Surrender or die.
Not me. I'm not yellow.
How about you, Rollo? Hey, Rollo, where are you?
Over here behind this pile of goose pimples. Let's surrender. They'll kill us.
What's the matter? You want to live forever?
You quitting or fighting?
We're fighting, come on.
All right, men. Let them have it.
I give up.
Now, you don't stick with me, Rollo. I'll blast your head off.
Surrender all to us or we'll chop you to mincemeat.
Let's go, Rollo. Run. See if I can unlock any of these cells. We'll hide in here in the dark.
Now they're desperate. Don't ask questions. Shoot to kill.
Oh. Oh, it's all like a horrible dream. In a few minutes, I'm going to be shot to death. And all because this morning I tried to be nice to an old pickpocket.
Never mind that. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, if we only had some way to get away from here. That laugh. Don't tell me
it. Yep, it's me, boy. How you fellas like to buy a brand new house on wheels?
Oh, no.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.